May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 616. Precious Jesus, must it be, is it thy all-wise decree, that afflictions must attend Zion to her journey's end? Hymn 616.
Thank you. read together from God's holy word, Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, To do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, Sacrifice and offering, and burnt offerings, and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law, then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected for ever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having, therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin wilfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore a punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. May God bless that reading with holy word to us. May he teach us how to pray. Most kind and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, thou who art merciful and faithful, Lord, we do pray that we may know in our hearts thy name, or that we may not be strangers, but that we may be heirs together, joint heirs with Christ Jesus, or that we may know thee, the only true living God. And as we come into thy house, we thank thee for the favour and privilege of meeting around thy word. Lord, we pray that as we gather together in thy house on thy day, that thou wilt favour us with thy presence. Thou hast promised, dear Lord Jesus, to be with the two and the three that meet together in thy name. But Lord, we pray that in fulfilling that gracious promise, we may know it in our hearts, feelingly, that thou art here. and that thou art in being here, bless us indeed, that we may see thee by faith, that we may be granted a glimpse of thee. Oh, that by faith we may view thee, to see thee in all thy beauty, in all thy suitability, to meet our every need. And Lord, thou knowest every need of every one here this morning. And we do pray that in our gathering those needs may be met, that thy word this day may be found meeting those cases and touching hearts, and there may be comfort and strength and encouragement, if it could please thee. But Lord, if a word of rebuke or correction is needed, Lord, stay not thy hand. But Lord, we pray that we may not just come and go, and an empty round of service, the outward form, but nothing done. We pray, Lord, that there may be an eternal purpose in our gathering this day, one of thy appointments, that heaven may testify of it. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou art favour us then with thy presence, that thy spirit might go forth into each heart, that the word spoken, though in much weakness, may be in power, and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. That thou clothe the word with power, that there may be the unction of the Holy Spirit attending the word, and that those words may be the word of a king in our hearts. A word that abides, a word that is burnt into our hearts, that remains and endures, a word that we can feed on, that we can live on, a word that we can build our hope of heaven upon, a word, Lord, that we can use as we journey through our lives, as we battle with the wicked one day by day. So help, Lord, we pray. Send help from the sanctuary. Strengthen us out of Zion. Lord, we pray that thou art equip us. Lord, we pray that as we live our lives, we may know thy Spirit's influence, that thou art hedge about our lives, that thou art incline our hearts. Lord, that thou art order all our footsteps by thy grace. We think of the friends gathered here. We remember our aged friend in the home, and pray, Lord, that thou art visit her. Bless her and her soul, we pray, as she's brought low in age and infirmity. O Lord, we pray, have mercy upon her and upon us each, Lord, that however long or short our little lives may be, oh, that day may not take us unawares. For he that will come shall come one day, and we know not, Lord, but thou knowest. But may we be found ready, prepared by thy Spirit. May that prayer be ours, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Lord, we can't prepare ourselves, and in and of ourselves we're not ready, and we're not right. But oh, thou canst make the crooked straight, and the rough place is plain. Make a way where there is no way. And, O Lord, we pray that in the fullness of time, in thy good time and pleasure, that thou wilt grant us each to be found with our only hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, his precious blood and finished work. Not leaning on anything short of Christ. So, Lord, do help us then. And take those false props away, we pray, and false hopes, that we may not be found building on the sandy foundations, nor that we may be found standing on that rock, founded on that rock, Christ Jesus. So, Lord, do look down in love and mercy upon us, we pray. Do remember, Lord, that we are but feeble flesh. Lord, we're poor sinners in thy house this morning. Lord, our hearts are deceitful. And Lord, we pray that thou put that right spirit within us, that thou set our affections on things above, that thou subdue the power of sin and Satan in our hearts. And Lord, any feeling, particularly the temptations of Satan, feeling to be struggling in that conflict within, feeling the pull of the world, that the tussle, Lord, we pray that thou wilt arise, that thy grace may reign in those hearts. Oh, that thou wilt drive out Satan from our hearts. Lord, that thou pour in thy spirit. Lord, give us more faith, more grace, more the love of Christ. And oh, we pray that all the honour might be to thy holy name. Lord, we pray that thou wilt remember each. We think of the young children. We thank thee for the children. We pray that thou wilt remember them. Do put thy fear in their hearts. They may not depart from thee all the days of their lives. Lord, we pray that thou wilt help the young people with the choices they have to make, that thou wilt find them suitable partners in life, that they may be raised up to be pillars in thy churches. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt have mercy on the rising generation. We thank thee for the tokens here and there. Oh, but may thy work appear here, we beseech thee. There may be that gathering in from the congregation into the church, a building up in their most holy faith, and the building of the church here. And Lord, we pray for parents in all the choices and decisions they have. May we commit our way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. How we treasure those shells and wills of thy word. Lord, give us faith to lay hold of those promises. May they be personally sealed into our hearts. May we live them and prove them. Lord, in our experiences here below, we pray for older friends, Lord, as change and decay in all around they see. Oh, we pray that they may be found seeking thee. Thou who changest not, abide with me. Oh, we pray we may know Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. an unchanging, unfailing friend. Oh, we pray, Lord, that in our many failings, in the changeable hearts that we have, we may know thy unchanging love. So remember each, we pray, any with a mountain in the way, a crooked thing, trouble and difficulty, any, Lord, with maybe feeling cast down, unanswered prayers, disappointments, loneliness. Lord, we pray that thou wilt comfort, that thou wilt strengthen, that thou give patience to wait thy appearing. And may we not, Lord, give place to doubts and fears and unbelief, but that we may rather continually smite our arrows on the ground and stay not our hand to pray without ceasing. Oh Lord, we pray that we may know that wrestling prayer, one for another and for the Church of God here below. Lord, we see much to discourage in our day, in the world around us. Lord, we see much sin in our country, a continual sliding away from the things of God. Oh, we pray that thou wilt say, thus far, no further, that thou wilt restrain Satan's power in our day. Lord, we pray that thou wilt put in high places rulers over us, leaders who fear thy name. Lord, we pray that thou wilt revive thy work, revive the churches. Lord, do turn and smile upon us. Shine upon us from on high. Lord, we pray the world may be kept out from us, from the churches, from our hearts. That thou wilt hedge about us. And oh, we pray that thy kingdom may flourish and prosper here below. That amongst, Lord, in even this day, amongst the stench of sin that rises from this earth, that there may be that sweet smelling savour of sacrifice and praise from here and from all the gatherings of thy people this day. Oh, that thou seest the travail of thy soul and be satisfied. So, Lord, do help us. Thou knowest, Lord, how we need thee. We cannot speak, we cannot hear without thy help. Without thee, we can do nothing. Oh Lord, we pray then. Thou knowest our weaknesses, our failings more than we do. Oh, that thou wilt supply then our every need, that we may know thy blessing this day, that we may leave thy house this night and truly say it has been good for us to be here. Oh Lord, and it's thou that can truly make it good in thy courts. So help us, we pray, and forgive us our sins, and pardon all that we ask amiss, and take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously. Wash us in that fountain open for sin and for uncleanness. As we ask, Lord Jesus, in thy name, amen.
Hymn number 399. Amidst 10,000 anxious cares, the world and Satan's deep-laid snares, this my incessant cry shall be, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Hymn 399.
Thank you.
will you turn with me to the Song of Solomon, chapter 1. And with the Lord's help this morning, I'll speak to you from the opening part of verse 4. Draw me, we will run after thee. The Song of Solomon, chapter 1, and the opening part of the fourth verse. Draw me, we will run after thee. To begin with, I'd like to speak to you in the context that this verse is found. In the breathings of the Church of God, draw me. This prayer of an enlightened, awakened soul, that as they journey in their pilgrimage, there's that continual prayer offered up, draw me. There's so many things in the life of a child of God that opposes the work of grace in the heart. There's so much conflict within the heart. There's sins without and sins within. The soul is in a body of sin until the day of its death, the passing from this life to the next. And in such a case, in such a state, the soul, though quickened and enlivened by the Spirit of God, yet feels the temptations of Satan still. Still feels the pull of the world at times. Still has besetting sins. Though grace has made a difference, though grace has caused a change that cannot be made naturally, yet still Satan has ground on which to work his wickedness and go about his business of seeking, not achieving, but seeking to snatch that soul back from the gracious hands of an almighty God. And he'll continue to do it, or try to do it, and attempt to do it. He'll continue to strive and battle. But what a mercy that soul, though all hell should endeavour to shake, God himself says, I'll never, no never, no never forsake. And in this, that quickened soul is brought to sigh and to cry. I'm not what I should be. Looking at their life, and they long to live it free from sin. That's the evidence of the new birth. That soul longs to be free from sin. Would love to live every day according to how God has laid out in his word. Would love to walk in complete union, communion with the Saviour every moment. But this is heaven we're speaking of. This isn't earth. This isn't this corrupted, sinful world in which we live. And so, with a heart that desires one thing, and an enemy that would seek to do another, this beautiful, prayer is at times squeezed out of these living souls. Draw me. They can't put themselves in that right frame of mind. They cannot, in their own mind and their own endeavours, set their affections on things above, though the exhortation is to do so. But they know the Lord can do it for them. They're persuaded. He has, in times past. There have been those moments when at times they've been sweetly lifted above the reach of inferior things. Though they may have been living in the midst of trouble, yet for a season, for a time, maybe for an hour in the house of God even. Oh, those thoughts of today, the daily life have been sweetly fading away as their soul has been raised up in expectation of heaven and the union with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, looking back, and maybe this morning it's that with a few of you here. Many days have passed since then. But now it's still a savoured memory. It's a day to look back to. Oh, but you say, give it, Lord, again. Say to my soul again, I am thy salvation. Draw me. Draw me, Lord. Lord, it was the drawings of thee. In that day of, that day of my espousals, do it again, Lord. Favour me again with a sense of my pardoned sin. You can't come and offer the same sacrifice. Paul speaks of it, doesn't he, in that chapter we read. It's one sacrifice for sins forever. Oh, but Lord, whisper again in my heart, this was for you. All this was done for you. Remind me, Lord, of that covenant of grace on which my soul clings to. Remind me, Lord, of that place amongst all the countless number of names. Give me a view of my name again, Lord, that it's there, never to be erased. Despite what Satan would tell me, despite what he'd throw at me, despite what he'd seek to do with me, give me that. That sense of an everlasting covenant ordered in all things and sure. The rest, Lord, for the people of God, draw me. Draw me to that rest this morning. Let me enter into the Sabbath of thy rest, that I may rest from my labours, bad or good, and wash my garments in thy blood. Lord, draw me. Draw me. You know, this is that evidence. It's one of those evidences of the new birth. A soul crying out for nearness to the living God. A living soul. Why is he living? Because he feels to be far off. Dead souls feel nothing. Quickened living souls feel things. And one thing that sin does is deaden those feelings. But those feelings cannot be extinguished. And there, the soul may drift along and day after day may feel the deadening effect of sin. But praise be to God, that soul will never be extinguished. Oh, that flame of spark of life has been put in by the Holy Spirit, and it will never be extinguished. And so there must be that stirring up of the heart, a feeling of far off. I feel to be slothful. I feel to be lukewarm. I feel to be separated. I don't feel like I once did. I don't feel that warmth. I haven't heard his voice as in times past. I haven't felt the power of the word of God in my heart. Draw me. It's as we've just sung, Christ revealed and Christ made precious. But you know, friends, this prayer, draw me, is drawn out of that living soul. It's drawn out in love and mercy by an almighty heavenly friend who knows the state and case of each one of his dear children. Unless they should fall into that slumber of death, he presses out, he squeezes out this prayer from their hearts, draw me, with the intent that it will be answered, with the assurance that they're not praying in vain, with the certainty that he will indeed draw them. It's the very expression of a soul that is already moving toward him. Draw me. Well, we read Hebrews chapter 10. And how Paul so beautifully sets forth the Old Testament and the New. The old dispensation, the covenant of works, the moral law, the ceremonial law, and then, the new and living way, the gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the covenant of grace. And in that, he sets forth Christ Jesus as that sacrifice for his people, comparing the old ceremonial law and the shedding of the blood, the bulls and of the goats, and how it could never take away sin, and how it was done continually because it wasn't taking away sin. It was pointing in that shadowy way to the true one sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ, but it wasn't purging them from their sin. It was that continual reminder. But here he sets forth, but this man, this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. And then he goes on to speak of our access and our liberty if we are amongst the people of God. He says this, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, that is, where those sins is taken away, there is no more offering for sin, having therefore, brethren, boldness. Draw me. You say, oh, can I raise my heart to utter that prayer again? What grounds have I got, having been so willingly slothful, so willingly loitering in my way, so prone to wander in my affections, and in my love so weak, and in my zeal so frail and so tepid? Oh, can I really express from a true heart? What grounds have I got to say to the Lord, draw me, when having been drawn, I've then wandered off? I've so miserably failed. I've so miserably come short. I've proved myself to be such a weak, sinful creature, so fearful, so faint-hearted, full of unbelief and sin. Can I have any grounds this morning to truly, my heart longs to, my heart must, it feels to be bursting with that desire, draw me. Oh, but have I any grounds of hope that he will indeed draw me again? He will indeed permit such a weakling to come near, to approach, to draw nigh? Having therefore, brethren, boldness, not in yourself, not in a covenant of works, where you have no grounds, given where you are this morning, but boldness to enter in to the holiest. How? By the blood of Jesus. Oh, your first ground of hope, your only ground of hope, your continual ground of hope, is not in yourself. It's not because of who you are or what you've done, but it's that same one and only true ground of acceptance for any sinner at the throne of grace, and it's the ground of mercy. And it's that blood-sprinkled mercy seat. Having therefore, brethren, boldness. Oh, then, poor, tempted, burdened sinner, feeling to be far off this morning, draw me. Oh, you have a right to utter those words this morning. You're on safe ground. It's the ground of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the ground of unchanging love, the ground of unchanging mercy, that the precious blood of Christ shed for sinners, the sacrifice which accomplished that complete remission of sin for the people of God. And it's there, boldness, to utter those words, draw me. Yes, draw me away from these sins. Draw me away from the world as it seeks to creep into my heart. William Gadsby, didn't he beautifully set it forth in that hymn 6? 693. Draw me. Well, it begins, Lord, let me feel the unction of thy love. There's what you need this morning, isn't it? Let me feel the unction of thy love. But it's this, draw me from all forbidden toil and care, from lust and pride and every hurtful snare. Make Satan and his hellish powers to flee, and let me have true intercourse with thee. Subdue that monstrous host that dwells within, that cursed train of unbelief and sin. Let faith be active in the Lamb once slain, and all my soul adore and love his name. Draw me away from the sin. Draw me away from the lusts of my heart. Draw me away from all these cares and concerns of my life, the busyness of my life. You know, maybe that's what's the cause of it this morning. There's not any particular besetting sin, but just the busyness of life. The cares of this life are choking the word. When the word of God is being choked in the ears of his people, that which is to be their food, the bread of life, when the word is being choked by the cares of this life, oh, they begin to grow weak. If you don't eat, you grow weak. You become vulnerable. Your defences are down. Oh, it's draw me. Draw me. Oh, get my life in that right balance again. Work is taking over. Oh, I'm so busy. It may be lawful things, but I haven't got a time, a moment to think. I'm shoehorning into my life my morning and evening worship. I'm fitting in struggling to fit in at the midweek service. Oh, what about picking up the word of God in the evening? Oh, Lord, draw me. As in those early days when I felt nothing could come between. Draw me away from these things, but Lord, to thyself. James writes in his epistle, doesn't he? Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to thee. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Draw nigh to God. You say, oh, he's speaking of doing works, something in my power. Is this creature power? No, this is a wonderful encouragement to those whose souls are expressing this prayer this morning. Draw me. It's that sweet encouragement for you this morning. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Oh, that certainty of a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God, that he who has caused you to feel that need of nearness will cause you to draw near. He'll bring you nigh by the blood of Jesus. Yes, your sins have separated between you and your God, but if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So let not Satan put that hindrance, that barrier up this morning. Oh, but rather, viewing our faults and failings and those sins that so easily beset us, Oh, that we may confess and plead for this drawing. Draw me, we will run after thee. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and more, and having an high priest over the house of God, Jesus Christ himself, let us draw near. There is the secret, through him, by him. Let us draw near with a true heart, a true heart. Oh, then, is that our hearts this morning? Is that really your desire this morning? Draw me, with a true heart, in full assurance of faith. How can I raise my faith to full assurance? The blood of Christ. Oh, it's Christ revealed. You know, you feel your faith to be weak, your brain, draw me, but oh, there's a bit of unbelief mixed with it. Are you doubting who he is? How able he is, how willing he is? His power to draw poor sinners from the uttermost. Poor sinners from the dunghill to set them among princes. His ability to take just the faintest of spark and fan it to a flame. Full assurance. Oh, if Christ is revealed, there your full assurance will be. In his ability, in his power. Oh, in all his love and grace to draw his people to himself. If I be lifted up above the earth, will draw all men to me. Oh, then it's, Lord, let me feel the unction of thy love. Oh, let me see it, let me view it, let me feel it in my heart. Let me view thee, dear Lord, this morning. And then my heart will be drawn. Then my faith will be raised. Then I'll have that full assurance that thou art able. Able and willing. The psalmist says, doesn't he? Search me, O God. You praying this prayer this morning? Draw me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Lord, it's from an honest heart. Lord, it's from a heart made soft. Lord, I need thy presence. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. And Lord, if there is, then give me that grace to confess. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And so in this context, draw me. And the church says, we will run after thee. Drawn, a personal prayer, draw me. And every soul drawn will run in his ways, will be made willing in a day of his power. But then, what of those who, this morning, you haven't that assurance that you're one of his? This is exactly your issue this morning. You feel your sins, You feel to be far off. You feel to be out of the secret. You feel by your very sins to be cut off and cast off and eternally lost maybe this morning. But you've come out to the house of the Lord, and in your heart this morning, oh, there's something saying, draw me, Lord, away out of this pit of corruption. Draw me out of this prison cell. Draw me out of the clutches and the power of sin and Satan. Draw me as an Israelite out of Egypt. Lord, set the captive free. Draw me out of the clutches of sin and Satan, out of his bondage and chains. Draw me. Oh, it's not the breathings of a child of God. You can't raise your thoughts that high this morning, but it's still your prayer. Draw me. Oh, that draw me. Another hymn came to my mind yesterday. 389, draw my soul to thee, my Lord. Make me love thy precious word. Bid me seek thy smiling face, willing to be saved by grace. You feel so far off. Yet there's hope in the precious blood of Christ. Others have found a refuge. Others have found help. Other sinners have been brought into the liberty of the gospel. And why not? Why not for me? Draw me. Dearest Jesus, bid me come. You can't come on your own. You're too vile, you're too sinful. Dearest Jesus, bid me come. Let me find thyself my home, thou the refuge of my soul, where I may my troubles roll. Oh, draw me. Draw me, Lord, a black, vile sinner, the worm of the earth, the vilest of the vilest. Oh, but my heart, my mind, my eye is fixed on that mercy. And your heart is this: God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's all you can say this morning. Draw me. As a sinner, oh, to the feet of Jesus. Draw out of my heart, Lord, the confession of my sins. Draw out of it all the pride and all the unwillingness and all the stubbornness and all the faults and failings of my fall by nature, and draw me to thy feet, that I may find mercy. Lord, others have proved. The companions hearken to thy voice. The chapter where our text, the book of Song of Solomon, closes with this. The companions hearken to thy voice. Cause me to hear it. Draw me. Oh, that prayer then of a seeking, longing soul. Oh, the breathings of a soul after Christ, having seen their needs by nature, their fall, their wickedness, their never-ending eternity, And how can they stand? The last few verses, for he shall come, he that shall come, and will not tarry. Then, Lord, with eternity before me, a judgment day, the judgment seat of Christ, my own insufficiency, my own need as a sinner before thee, oh, draw me. While it is today, while it is a day of grace, while thou mayest be found, while there is a door of mercy, the door of mercy is not shut, but is still open. Lord, while I'm on praying ground, while I've the faculty of my mind, oh Lord, draw me. Pass me not by, leave me not out, draw me. And, then, how I will move. Thou must instigate. Oh, but how will I not move when feeling that drawing of thy love and power? Draw me. We will run after thee. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Parrish will address the Sunday school this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, followed by a church meeting. And God willing, Mr. Pocock will preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. John Rosier next Lord's Day. And also next Lord's Day there will be a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock. Let us close with hymn 239. The Lamb is exalted, repentance to give, that sin may be hated, while sinners believe. Contrition is granted, and God justified. The sinner is humbled, and self is denied. Hymn 239.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.